percent, 39%, I think, in New Hampshire, and then another one at 42%. Like, that's still winning. let's not overlook it. But I mean, that's the sign that, you know, in the places where the campaigning is the heaviest, Trump's not winning. He's not polling at 60%, like you're seeing in some of these national polls. So I think you still do have a race. It's going to be interesting because, you know, I think the public perception is, oh, Trump's just going to win. And so if you see, you know, polling in Iowa showing that it's tightening, and Iowa is just, I mean, to me, it's a make or break state for the whole race, and for DeSantis in particular. If DeSantis wins Iowa, I think you have a race. If DeSantis loses Iowa, I think Trump just waltzes to it. And by the time we get to Nevada, the race is basically over. So I think you're going to see candidates, again, trying to separate themselves. I don't know if you're going to see, like, oh, that was the candidate's moment. I mean, I think you saw Nikki Haley get a little momentum. But this is what you see before Iowa. You always see people get little bloomlets. And so I fully expect that. I think Nikki Haley's going to get a bloomlet. I think Tim Scott's going to get a little bloomlet. Obviously, Vivek's getting his own little look. And then you kind of see the field consolidate. And often the field kind of boomerangs back to the person that they started with. And, you know, obviously, again, you've got Trump, and then you've got all the people competing there. So, again, I think my focus is going to be on DeSantis. I think he's the only person who can actually challenge Trump and beat him. And so it's, you know, he obviously last time tried to come out a little more forceful than normal. And he had some really, really good moments. And we'll see if he can repeat it.
Will we see some candidates drop out after the debate?
I sure hope so. I mean, I think the field is too big, even as it is. The irony of Mike Pence's campaign is he's running as kind of a rebuke to Trump, and the thing he's doing in this race is helping Trump by taking votes away from people like DeSantis or Haley. Non-Trump options. So, I think Chris Christie should be out. Obviously, he's just trying to attack Trump. But, you know, the thing with Christie is he can look at his New Hampshire polling and say, look, I'm approaching 10% in New Hampshire, and that's a great state for him, right? Because he's right from New Jersey. That's what Pence can look at is, you know, Iowa always breaks late. I'm socially conservative. You know, they could break to me at the very end. And so I think you're going to have this kind of collective action problem where everyone thinks, oh yeah, I've got a path, and because everything gets splintered, it's much harder for one person to emerge as the anti-Trump choice.
Victor, it's going to be fascinating to see how this week plays out. I know we'll talk again next Monday. Thanks so much, my friend. You have a great week, okay?
I appreciate it.
Victor Jenks, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton show.
What are things looking like as the Republican debate gets closer and closer? There's going to be at least a few of those top contenders on the stage. What does that look like? We'll talk about it. Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to ronqforyou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas. So how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A guy that I met maybe 15 years ago, Henry Cuellar, is a congressman from Texas. When I was working in San Antonio, I interviewed him repeatedly. Really nice guy, and a guy that's not a bad dude, even though he's a Democrat. He has an interesting spin on a solution to our border, you know, our Biden border crisis that's going on right now. 10,000 a day coming across the border, that's unsustainable. But Henry Cuellar's got a solution that I think makes some sense. We'll run it by you coming up in our next segment. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Aces took another step forward in their quest to repeat as WNBA champions. They beat the Dallas Wings 97-83 in Game 1 of their best-of-five semifinal series yesterday. Game 2 tomorrow night at Michelob Ultra Arena, where the Aces are 10.5-point favorites. The Vegas Golden Knights opened their preseason schedule in San Jose last night with a 5-2 loss to the Sharks. They're back on the ice tonight in Colorado to take on the Avalanche at 6 o'clock. The Las Vegas Aviators wrapped up their season on an up note yesterday, beating the Reno Aces 6-5 at Las Vegas Ballpark. And the Raiders played their first home game of the season last night where they fell to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-18. They'll be in Los Angeles on Sunday where the Chargers are 4.5-point favorites.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton show.
What are things looking like as the Republican debate gets closer and closer? There's going to be at least a few of those top contenders on the stage. What does that look like? We'll talk about it. Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Well, things are starting to move along a little bit better on 95 on the east side of the valley. 95 northbound after Charleston. Looks like they've got that accident cleared out of the travel lanes now. So still backed up. You're going to see a better pace there. 95 northbound approaching the Charleston curve. Also, they're still looking at some pretty heavy braking inbound from North Las Vegas. That's all due to an accident on 15 southbound through the resort corridor. That is near Sahara, taking up the left two lanes, the HOV lane and the fast lane as well. That's 15 southbound at Sahara. Stay to the middle and right lanes as you pass by. Sunny and warm today. Afternoon highs are supposed to hit right around 93. It's 68 degrees right now still. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My football weekend was going really well. UNLV went out on the road and beat UTEP fairly easily. My Chiefs were wonderful and looked like maybe the best team in the National Football League. And then there was the Steelers and the Raiders. That was painful to watch, but I did. So did Mark Thomas at the sports desk. Difficult day for the Raiders. One that maybe got away, one that they probably should have won. What'd you think of what you saw yesterday?
Well, like you say, they were 2.5-point favorites entering in, but these are the Raiders. You know, they're well on their way to another 6 or 7-win season. These things happen. These things happen to the Raiders. This is what they do. If they're not blowing the late games, blowing leads like they did last year 6 times, they're not taking advantage of opportunities to win. A curious call at the end, certainly, on a 4th and 4, down by 8, 2.5 minutes to go. They kick a field goal. Now, you're going to need a touchdown one way or the other. If you miss, at that point, they would have had to actually convert and complete the 2-point conversion. It's a big ask, but it's about a 15% chance of winning if you do go for it there. If you kick the field goal, according to ESPN analytics, it's about a 10% chance. So clearly a bad call, but yeah, it's not inexplicable the way that Sean McVay kicked that field goal last week when they were down by 10. With four seconds left.
I am curious what you think after, a handful of games. Jimmy G.
He looked bad. Had a rough outing last year. Three more interceptions. Not a bad box score overall. 28 for 44, 324 yards. He did throw for 2 scores, both to Devontae Adams again, who always looks impressive. 13 receptions, 172 yards. Garoppolo was evaluated for concussion after the game. He suffered another hit. I believe that was in the 3rd quarter. I thought that was the last we're going to see of him for, 9 weeks. But he was back in the game. It was a tough outing.
My question is, and maybe I'm all backwards on this. After the game, they let him back into the game, and then after the game, they said they're gonna check him out.
Yep.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't that backwards? I mean, shouldn't it be that he would not come back into the game and they'd evaluate him? I mean, that makes sense to me. Why did they let him come back?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, they did take him out for a few plays, and I thought that's if you're going to evaluate for concussion, that's when you do it. So whatever tests he needed to pass to get back on the field, he did.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe they looked at how he played afterward and something felt like it was off. And
wow.
He was evaluated for a concussion after the game.
Oh, well. As I say, my weekend was really good football-wise until we got to the Steelers and the Raiders. But it's another week in the National Football League.
Could be worse. It could be the Denver Broncos giving up 70 points.
Awful, awful, awful. How would you like to be the defensive coordinator in that locker room afterwards, trying to explain to the head coach how you gave up 70 points?
Yeah, they're going to have some questions. That's about 60 years since we've seen that.
Yeah,
many
yeah. Points yeah that's up. Unbelievable, unbelievable. Mark, thanks, man. Yeah. We'll check back with you. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my 2 little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Henderson Hot Rod Days, October 6th and 7th along Water Street in downtown Henderson. 2 days of classic cars, muscle cars, collector cars, and much more. October 6th, join us for a free concert featuring the fabulous Thunderbirds. Henderson Hot Rod Days is free to spectators of all ages. Sponsored by the Boulder City Cruising Association, the City of Henderson, and Lerner & Rowe Injury Attorneys. Henderson Hot Rod Days, October 6th and 7th along Water Street in downtown Henderson.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Raiders fans, Terrible's Game Day giveaway is back and bigger than ever. Shop at your local Terrible's and make a purchase of $10 or more. Earn 10 entries when you make a Coors Light or Coca-Cola purchase. Scan your Terrible's app rewards code and earn entries for every game throughout the season. Score a $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Hotel accommodations from Coca-Cola and a Coors Light Silver Seat experience. Every day is game day, exclusively at Terrible's. Visit Terrible's.com for details.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is the Monday edition of Live and Local. I mentioned earlier a guy that I've known for about 15 years. He is Henry Cuellar. He is a congressman from Texas, and he's a guy that I interviewed when I worked in San Antonio in talk radio. I spoke with him, 10, 15 times, 20 times. Good guy, even for a Democrat. And he has very moderate views. In order to get elected, you almost have to be that way as a Democrat in the state of Texas. But Henry Cuellar was interviewed. This was on Fox News Sunday yesterday. And one of the things that he talked about was a solution to the Biden border crisis that not a lot of people are looking at, and that is a mass deportation. I think he refers to it as repercussions. But this was Henry Cuellar. This is cut number 5, the congressman from Texas on Fox News Sunday.
You know, some of us along the border have been talking about what's been happening on the border for many years. Look, you know, what we need to do is to do this. One, we need to have repercussions at the border. What does that mean? You got to deport people and you got to show those images of people being deported. When was the last time we saw people going the other way instead of just seeing people flow in? And the second thing is, keep in mind what happened in 2015, what happened in 2019 under President Trump, President Obama, and what I think happened a couple of days ago, but now we got to see the enforcement. We got to get Mexico to do more like they did in 2019, like they did in 2015, and hopefully the agreement they reached a couple of days ago with the administration, and that is get the people on the Mexican side, deport them to their countries, do more to stop people on their southern border with Guatemala. Otherwise, we're just going to continue seeing this flow. It worked in 2015 under Obama. It worked under President Trump. And now if this agreement that got reached a couple of days ago, if they enforce it correctly, then we should see a slowing of a flow of people coming in.
All right. President Biden did set in motion the following things this past week, a few of them. He granted work visas to 400,000 Venezuelans. He assigned 800 U.S. military members to work in border offices. Secretary Mayorkas met with the president of Honduras over the weekend at the border. Does any of that, sir, change the current human tide?
Well, again, it does provide some assistance. But if you talk about those work visas without doing anything else, I mean, the work permits without doing something at the border, then it becomes a magnet. There's several things you need to do. I still say this, and I've been saying this for years. We, as Democrats and Republicans, can continue playing defense on the one-yard line, or we can play defense on their 20-yard lines, and that is getting Mexico to do more like they did in 2015 when the numbers started slowing down, 2019 when the numbers slowed down, and if we do it, then it's going to happen. We need to stop playing defense. You can send more National Guard. You can send more active members. You can add more, but think about what they do. Think about the images you saw there. What happens when they get the border? Once they touch the riverbank, they can claim asylum, and we know that 89 to 90% of them don't even qualify for asylum. Right.
On an NFL Sunday, perhaps that is a proper metaphor. Donald Trump tried to build a wall. President Biden said the root causes need to be addressed in Central America, and Kamala Harris was put in charge of that, as you know. Just this morning, we have this. ABC Washington Post poll out shows only 23% of Americans approve of Biden's handling on immigration, a brutal 62% disapprove. We are almost 3 years into this administration. Why did it get this bad?
You know, the policies that you have in place, it doesn't matter what administration, you got to have policies that have repercussions. If you don't have repercussions, then people will see the border as a speed bump and continue coming in. So, again, I think Trump went too much to the right by doing the separation of families and kids. And then I think President Biden, the administration, is not doing enough. So we got to find the right balance. You got to listen to the community leaders like the mayor of Eagle Pass, the mayor of El Paso and other places. They got to listen to communities at the borders. And again, one, you have repercussions at the border. That is, you deport people that are not supposed to be here. Number two, you got to play defense on the other 20-yard line. And it's very important. People give credit to President Trump, but if you look at it, it was Mexico doing a lot more, just like they did in 2015. 2015, okay. 2019, hopefully this year.
Henry Cuellar, congressman from Texas, a Democrat, who says a mass deportation effort is needed along our southern border. I agree. I've heard maybe one or two politicians, somebody like a Jim Jordan, that might agree with that as well. But I can't find a lot of people that have called for a mass deportation along our southern border. That is something that will help. By the way, this hour brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. He can be your dentist, too. And now True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That could be you. That's a $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry, with two convenient locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
What are things looking like as the Republican debate gets closer and closer? There's going to be at least a few of those top contenders on the stage. What does that look like? We'll talk about it. Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here.